Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hello, this is Lynn Ball, the producer of Journey, the Thought for the Week. Well, it's Wimbledon time again. And Ian Lackey, who's blind, will be glued to the radio. Ian is a former chair of Torch Fellowship Groups in Scotland. He's retired now, but enjoys running an online community for people with sight loss called eChurch. This Thought for the Week is read by John and Andrew.
Do you remember last year's Wimbledon final with Andy Murray? I followed the match on the radio and it was very exciting. It takes a lot of training and effort to be a tennis or other sporting champion, and all that paid off for Andy last year. He succeeded in doing what no other British man has done for 77 years, since Fred Perry lifted the Wimbledon men's singles trophy in 1936. All the self-denial of hard training must have seemed worthwhile when that final point was scored and the crowd roared its approval. In the Bible, St. Paul talks about discipline in the Christian life. The prize to be gained here isn't an actual trophy, but an eternal reward. Telling everyone the good news about Jesus meant so much to Paul that he was willing to make sure that he was in the peak of condition to do it. That meant the more time he spent in making sure he knew Jesus, the more able he was to tell everyone the truth about him. So it is with me. Spending time getting to know Jesus will ensure that the truth of the good news about his life, death, and resurrection remains precious to me. And I'll want all the more to share it with others. What's more, I know that the good news of Jesus Christ is best when it comes from someone whose life is lived in conformity with God's standards. Self-discipline is required of me if I'm to stand against the temptation to be less than God wants me to be, a temptation which will always come my way. My longing is that I'll know more and more what it is to live a disciplined life which is worthy of Jesus, because that will help me to be more effective in proclaiming the good news which has come to mean so much to me. And I need to remember that when the going gets tough, I have Jesus to look to. He's someone who has lived a life of discipline, which enabled him to finish his race well. This is what the Bible says.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
You've been listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust. Did you know that Torch runs specialist holidays for people who are blind or partially sighted? You can find out more on the website at torchtrust.org or telephone 0333 123 1255.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.